This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. The Illinois River begins in Grundy County, 270-some miles to the south and west. It joins the Mississippi in Jersey County. David Zalosnik recently spent a good chunk of time traveling and photographing the river and life along its banks. As he worked, he got to know people who live, work, and play on the river, people like Orion Briney, a commercial fisherman, and Bill Beard, a deckhand on a towboat. There's Elita Lakota, an artist and teacher who finds walking along the river's banks inspiring. And Kaylee Dively, a young Miss Chillicothe contestant. He also spent a great deal of time out of the company of people savoring the scenery and wildlife of the Illinois River. You'll find his photographs of the river in a new book just published by the University of Illinois Press. The title, Life Along the Illinois River. David, a photographer for the Peoria Journal-Star, will talk about his work and sign copies of his book at Pages for All Ages Bookstore in Savoy on Sunday afternoon, December 7th at 2 o'clock. And it is my great pleasure this afternoon to have David Zalosnik as my guest in this portion of the program. David, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
My pleasure to be here.
What led you to embark on this Illinois River journey?
Well, I was, the fall of 2005, the Peoria Art Guild invited 10 regional photographers to be a part of an exhibit on the Illinois River, and we could use work we already had, or we could use new work. And I decided that I would try to shoot new work, and that started the journey.
Mm. These photographs make me want to take some time off and get off the beaten path. Looking back on your travels, making this new work, your travels up and down the river, what was the experience like for you?
It was enlightening. It was a wonderful impetus to enjoy and experience the river. It offered the opportunity to meet people that I would never otherwise meet, and that is such a joyous reward.
And the first one we meet on page one, the first photo, is Orion Briney. Tell us about him.
Orion is a commercial fisherman. He lives down near Havana and travels up and down the river, fishing almost exclusively for the Asian carp, which has become a nuisance on the Illinois River. And he is such a wonderful pioneer, frontier spirit type of person. He has a deep, bellowing voice, a rough demeanor, shaggy beard, and he's one of the kindest men you'd ever want to meet in your life.
Hmm. How long has he worked on the river?
All his life, since he was an infant. His father was a well-known commercial fisherman on the river as well, and his father used to hunt mussels on the river, and he was brought up with all of that.
Hmm. What did he fish before Asian carp?
He would fish for buffalo, catfish, anything that anyone would buy, but no one was fishing for the Asian carp when it became a problem, and he created his own market for it. There's a buyer in Fulton, Illinois, that buys his fish.
How does that fish taste?
I've never had it. I had a bit of it smoked, and it was not bad, but I understand it actually tastes very, very good.
Yeah. There are some photos of Asian carp in the book, and I'm wondering, what is it like to have one of those fish sail past you?
Well, I can tell you how it feels to have it hit you. The last time I was out with him, I got hit twice. And fortunately, I got hit a glancing blow. But we have had people here in the Peoria area who have been hit while on a jet ski or on a boat. And one woman had her cheekbone broken.
Wow.
By it. They're very damaging.
Yeah. But now they're also providing some business for people in the region in terms of, mm-hmm, that they're now a sport fish.
Yes. Right? Yes. It's quite a sight to see a boatload of guys out with bows and arrows on the river.
Oh, well. How many people work on the river today? How many people are there anymore like Orion Briney?
I would say, actually physically working on the river, I would say hundreds, including towboat operators and the people in the towboats and Orion Briney, because there's quite a few commercial fishermen yet. You just don't see them very often.
Yeah. Next in the book, the next photograph that I turn to is a wonderful black and white photograph that you have made of Greg and Denise McKinnon. And a moment ago, you mentioned Orion Briney and Mussels. These two, when you took their photograph, were part of an experiment to reinstate mussel harvesting. What can you tell us about that?
The mussel harvesting used to be a huge business in Illinois. The mussels were used for, the shell of the mussel was used for making buttons. And there were large button factories down on the river, mostly south of Peoria. But the Department of Natural Resources had banned mussel fishing or mussel hunting, harvesting on the river. And in 1994, I believe it was, and they decided that they were going to give it a shot to open it up again. And they were given harvesters limited time to give it another try. And so in this photo, you can see a little bit of the intensity. They have just a certain amount of time that they can be out on the river, and they have to guess where the mussels are. And they actually don little breathing apparatuses, and then they get out of the boat, go down to the bottom of the river, and feel around with their hands and their feet.
Wow. And it looks like the weather wasn't particularly favorable on this day.
It was not real pleasant. A little overcast and a little chilly, but not too bad. It was actually warmer for the people to get in the water.
What is the health of the river today?
It's very heavily silted in. It's still a healthy river, but it's in trouble. And most people are beginning to realize that we'll never be able to take it back to the free-flowing river that it was at one time. But I think there's a movement beginning right now to begin using and taking care of the river as it is now and don't let it get any worse. And I think that's our best option.
And how are the river's towns faring, a little town like Bath?
It's hanging in there, I would say. They have that certain community spirit that some of the people do tend to stay. It never gets larger, but I don't think it's gotten any smaller than it has been in the last few years. And I think they just have a certain number of people that are locked into living there and enjoy living there, and it's a nice little community. And they try to come up with ways to entertain themselves. And, for example, Bath hosts the Redneck Fishing Derby every year. That is one crazy opportunity to see life at its most amazing.
Yeah. Well, another old river town is Chillicothe, and that's where you found Kaylee Dively waiting to take the stage. Would you describe that photo for our listeners, please?
There were three contestants for Miss Chillicothe, and it was a moment where I went backstage. They have a little stage in their community park in the middle of town, and they have a talent show, a talent contest, and one of the contestants was in the back of the stage watching her opponent. Her opponent was dancing a ballet routine. And on the table next to the young woman watching, which was Kaylee, I believe, was watching, the crown that everybody was vying for was resting on a pillow on the table. Mm-hmm. And it was just a wonderful moment, and there were probably 300-400 people out in front of the stage watching these three people vie for this position.
Yeah, there's so much going on in that photograph. I mean, it's not that it's busy at all, but I mean, it tells such a wonderful story.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
I hope it does.
Yeah, yeah. And then the photo next to her is another contestant, a bubblegum blowing contestant at the 4th of July blast in Campsville, Illinois.
Yeah. That was another, actually, this is a, I was bicycling down near Alton on a bike trail down there the year before that, and I drove up, I think it's Route 100, which passes Campsville, and it was on the 4th of July, and I saw this wonderful little stage out in the middle of a park by the river, and they were having what appeared to be a 4th of July pageant, and I thought, I have to go back there someday. And I decided when I started working on this project that that's where I'd go, and it is the most beautiful little 4th of July you could ever spend down there.
Mm. I'm really wanting to get out of the studio.
Get going, Celeste.
Yeah, will do. Well, now we have to talk about wildlife and the landscape before we run out of time, because there are beautiful photographs here as well as of the people. There's wonderful photographs of wildlife and the landscape. Mm-hmm. Great blue heron, eagles, sunrises, sunsets at all times of the year. In your introduction to this collection, you say the scenes are fleeting. You say, quoting here, they pass in seconds, visible to us all, but virtually unobserved. You, of course, did observe them. Is there a particular moment that you recall most vividly?
There was a time when I was photographing a gentleman who was cutting up scrap iron from a barge, and I was facing west. And for some reason, I stopped, and I turned around, and for about a minute and a half, sky was filled with ducks. And there's a photograph in there. There were thousands of ducks coming out of a wetland on the other side of the river, and then they were gone. And I can't even imagine if I had not turned around, I would have missed that sight. It was a sight I had never seen before in my life.
Hmm. Did you wonder, I think I got it?
Yes. I have those thoughts
moments.
All the time, yeah. I hope I got it.
I hope I got it. There's also another amazing photo of birds in flight near the end of the book, geese at dawn.
Yes. That was in Grafton. I had gone down to Grafton to ride the ferries that operate by the Illinois Department of Transportation down there. And I rode them on what turned out to be the coldest night of the year. And I went and stayed overnight in Grafton, got up in the morning, went to the only place that was open for breakfast in the morning. And I ordered pancakes. And I was the only person in the restaurant. And I was sitting there having a cup of coffee waiting for the pancakes. And I watched the half moon moving across the sky. And all of a sudden, in the dim light, I saw geese starting to move across the sky. And I saw that as they approached the moon, I thought that might make a nice picture. And right at that time, the woman came with my pancakes, and I asked her to hold them. And I went out into the parking lot and shot some frames. And it was fortunate because it was actually very lucky, because at that moment, the sun was just peeking over the horizon, and it put some light on the geese.
Oh, wow. It's a wonderful photograph. I bet those pancakes tasted awfully good.
Oh, they were very good.
Yeah. There, we've got to leave it. We're out of time. David, if you're ever in the Champaign-Urbana area, stop in and we'll talk again. I'd love to do it.
Celeste, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. David Zalaznik is the photographer who has put together a collection of photographs about being on the Illinois River. The book is titled Life Along the Illinois River. And you can meet him, and he will be talking about his work and signed copies of his book at Pages for All Ages Bookstore on Sunday afternoon, December 7th at 2 p.m. The book, Life Along the Illinois River, published by the University of Illinois Press.